A red glow appears above a dark curved surface. Rays of light shoot up and move across it. Blue, green, and gold colors form the oceans and continents as the golden rays spread. Chiseled white letters travel around the equator from right to left, universal. A white halo surrounds the Earth among the stars in the black background of space. Gold letters appear on a black background. Universal Pictures presents a Kennedy Miller film. A red book floats forward. Gold script letters form Babe. Pig in the City. The book opens. It reads, "So the best sheepdog in all the land was a pig." A blue ribbon rests against a gold trophy engraved National Sheepdog Champion. A. Hoggett and Pig. Reflected in the cup is a marching band. Townspeople line a narrow road. A blue uniformed van marches down the road. Behind them, a truck carries a tall man wearing a cap. A blue ribbon is pinned on his dark suit, and his hand rests on a white pig who stands on the roof of the truck.
The first hazard for the returning hero is his fame. The adulation can spin you quite giddy. Those who once dismissed you as a lousy pork chop now clamor just to be in your presence.
Sir! Sir! Look, sir! Look! Look at the
snow! Skywriters write Pam in white puppy letters. The man smiles. One plane forms a C in front, while another a P at the end. Champ. A short, heavy-set, apple-cheeked woman greets the man with a kiss and hug.
Mr. Hoggett, Mr. Hoggett, sir. Mr. Hoggett, sir, your pig. And you just hold the pig up for the press. Look this way.
The man holds the pig and the woman holds the trophy.
Hey, show us the pig! Show us the pig!
The deeds of the farmer and his remarkable pig became renowned even in distant lands.
In a farmhouse.
Invitations came from all over to open fairs, to demonstrate sheep herding, and indeed to meet a queen. But Arthur Hoggett was a retiring man. He found his best pleasures working his farm.
The man tilts his head to clear the doorway.
So it was, one morning, he set out to repair the water pump. And Babe somehow got it into his head that he could help. But fate turns on a moment, dear ones, and the pig was about to learn the meaning of those two cruel words of regret. If only.
Babe leans over the well.
If only he hadn't been so careless.
Babe loosens rocks and falls.
If only the weight of the pig and the pump did not exceed the weight of the farmer. If only the farmer did not connect with the platform on the way up or jam his fingers at the top. If only the pump hadn't fallen off at the bottom. And if only the poor farmer had the presence of mind to hold on to the rope.
The platform drops on his head. A two-story thatched roof house sits among rolling green fields dotted with sheep. A cow, a horse, and a sheep look in a window. Babe enters a room where the farmer lies in bed, with his arm in a brace, his head bandaged, and his fingers taped. He turns and scratches the pig's chin.
At no other time in his short life had the pig wished more that his words could be understood by humans, if only to say, "Sorry, boss."
Sorry, boss.
No. three mice stand on the arm of a chair singing. A black background closes in on the mice, then covers them completely. The woman unloads hay with a pitchfork from a wagon.
Even before her author's misfortune, Mrs. Hoggett was ceaselessly busy, bustling, baking, bottling, and pickling. But now, having to nurse her husband and pay the bills, she found life considerably more challenging than she had ever anticipated. Before long, two men showed up. Two men in suits. Men with pale faces and soulless eyes. Such men could have come from only one place, the bank.
Mrs. Hoggett runs to the house with two black and white dogs at her heels. She sorts through a pile of mail.
Where is it? Yes. Dear Mr. Arthur Hoggett, may I pray? Guest appearance. Your pig. The sheep herding demonstration. Free air travel, accommodation, generous appearance fee. Oh, Arthur, a generous appearance fee. Look. Pig! Pig! Pig, pig, pig! Pig!
Pig, pig, pig! Pig, pig, pig! In the barn, the dogs stare at a haystack.
He's not here.
Babe?
Babe's not here.
You can't undo what's happened, son, but you can make up for it.
Babe. The boss is about to lose the farm. We'll all be sent away.
And there's no telling where we'll end up. Not every human is as kind as ours.
But what can I do?
Nothing.
Get a sheep, Pig. A champion, no less. Most likely they'll want you to herd sheep.
You can't leave. He can't leave. You're my lucky pig.
Pig! Pig! Arthur, you called a wretched thing.
Come, Pig!
Well, I must be off then.
You won't be alone, dear. You'll be with the boss's wife.
Oh, sure, the boss's wife. You'll be in the company of a serial killer.
Do not take counsel of your fears, lad.
Do you want to pee before you go?
No, thank you.
Come on. Come on, then. But I need this pig. He's my lucky pig, my good luck pig. Well, without him, I'm dead. Deceased, lifeless, extinct, a demise duck.
Mrs. Hoggett loads Babe into the truck. He leans out the window. The dog runs up.
Can you come with me, Fly?
I wish I could, dear, but it's you they want.
Please.
Stop it now. You're a brave pig, and Babe, more often than not in this uncertain world, fortune favors the brave.
Esme.
Don't worry, Arthur. I won't let anything happen to your pig. Arthur.
She blows him a kiss. He catches it. She tosses her suitcase in the back of the truck. Babe looks toward the house. The three mice squeeze themselves into the suitcase through a small hole.
And so, dear ones, the pig and the farmer's wife ventured into the larger world. What follows is an account of their calamitous adventures and how a kind and steady heart can mend a sorry world.
Appear.
Ma'am, this is not a farm.
In a luggage compartment. A stewardess demonstrates the life vest. Esme wears hers. Following the stewardess, Esme inflates her life vest. The duck looks in the window of the airplane and flaps furiously. The plane cruises above the white clouds. The duck trails behind.
Pardon me, boy. Is that the Chattanooga the Juju?
Yes, yes. Track 29.
Pardon me, boys.
Yeah?
Is she that thing, that fat, featherless, flying thing?
Uh-huh.
Any idea where it's headed?
Follow us.
Oh, good. Follow them.
The duck joins a flock of pelicans.
She's gonna cry until I tell her that I'll never
A black background encircles the duck's tail, then covers it completely. Babe in his carrier travels on a conveyor belt to a sorting area. A beagle hops up and sniffs a canvas bag. He moves among the bags and crates. The dog wears a blue cape with drug enforcement printed on it.
Excuse me, but I was wondering...
Hey, look, pal, I'm busy.
Oh, well, I seem to have lost my human...
Hey, I'm working here. Capiche? Comprende? Whoa, ain't you a weird-looking puppy?
I'm not a puppy, I'm a sheep pig. And my human's gone, and I'm hungry, and I'm supposed to save the farm.
Yeah, that's truly tragic. But you see that long line of stuff over there? And all those piles yonder? You see them?
Yes.
Well, I gotta sniff every doggone one of them. I'm a sniffer, you see. A fully qualified, triple-certificated sniffer.
Oh.
It's all in the hooter, the schnoz, the olfactory instrument. You could be a sniffer with a schnoz like that.
That's very kind of you, but...
Don't interrupt me now. I'm just getting to the good part. When you sniff the right smell, you know what happens? Do you?
Mm-mm.
You jump up and down and go berserk. That's what happens. You should see the humans come running.
They do? Oh, why?
Beats me, but it's sure important. I get big rewards.
Rewards?
Sure. My heart's desire. Watch this.
He bays from the top of Babe's carrier.
We got one.
In a deserted baggage area.
Esme Cordelia Hoggett.
Oh, thank heaven. Look, my pig still hasn't come through, and I've only got 15 minutes to make flight FF115, and I've still got to get all the way across to the other terminal. But there's no point me going without the blessed pig.
Ma'am, we have the pig.
Oh, well, let's get a wriggle on then. Oh, if we miss FF115, then we won't make the 415 shuttle. And if we don't make the 415 shuttle, then we won't make it in time for the fair. It's the granddaddy of all state fairs, so they say. And today's the very last day. It'll all be over and we won't get the appearance money. And if we don't get the appearance money, the bank won't take... Oh, I'm sorry, I missed my flight for an answer. That'll be it. All over. Arrivederci farm. Poor Arthur would be utterly... devastated.
Esme stares at an X-ray of Babe.
Esme Cordelia Hoggett, we have reason to believe you may be carrying illegal substances on your person. And being an officer of the Drug Enforcement Agency, I am authorized by law to conduct certain procedures.
Please step into the cubicle and remove your clothes.
Pardon?
The officers drag Esme away. The beagle enjoys a bowl brimming with food.
Of course, it was proved beyond any doubt that Esme Cordelia Hoggett was not a felon. But sadly, they had missed their all-important connection. And to make matters worse, they were obliged to wait some days for the next flight home. They couldn't go forward and they couldn't go back. They were stranded.
Esme, with Babe on a leash, stands in front of a hotel-motel directory board in the airport.
So you don't take pets? But he's just a little pig. Well, it's more of a dog, really. But he's practically human.
Esme sits. In her lap is a large bundle wrapped in a white shawl. A uniformed man moves to stand behind her. He crosses his arms and stares down at her. She looks up. Babe peeks out from the shawl's ruffled edge.
Scram, lady. This is not a farm.
Esme and Babe wander through the busy terminal. A man in an orange jumpsuit sweeping the floor approaches.
Excuse me. Fleelands Hotel, a few blocks south. You'll be welcome there.
Esme Hoggett studied the face of the stranger.
Thank you.
And wondered what could have provoked his unexpected act of kindness.
The man with a pig-like nose smiles and walks away. Esme and Babe walk on a brick walkway next to a canal. Arched wooden bridges cross the canal at intervals. On a corner, they arrive at a multi-story building with turrets, a wooden balcony, and bay windows. One side has thatched roofs and stucco and Tudor beams. Ivy grows up the walls. Words appear.
What kind of establishment do you think this is?
Esme knocks on the leaded glass door.
Oh, I need a room for myself and the wee pig.
Are you crazy? Edibles in here. What makes you think we take animals?
Oh, but I...
What kind of an establishment do you think this is?
Well, it isn't. Am I aware of the city codes and regulations? Yes. Am I one to break the law? Absolutely not. I am very lawful.
A tall, thin, brown-haired woman retreats into the hotel after looking up and down the walk. With Babe in tow, Esme starts back along the walk. Spots of red color her cheeks, and wisps of white hair escape from her round-brimmed straw hat. From the side of the building, the tall woman appears.
How long did you want to stay?
Two days.
Will an attic room do?
Well, I thought that
was just for the neighbors. Heartless meanies. Where do they expect these poor creatures to go? Is he house-trained?
Oh, yes. Just like you and me.
They enter and climb the stairs.
Do we provide meals? No. But is there a convenience store? Yes, two blocks south. And what is the golden rule? Never answer the front door. Why? It might be an inspector. Mind that step. What happens if you need anything? Do not go to the store on the left. Who lives there?
I do.
Where's the bathroom? End of the landing. Do we
provide... What is that, a canine? Huh? A canine? Little puppy dog?
Fleely, come back. We don't know where it's been, do we, Alan?
No, Nigel.
Feline, you're a cat?
Do I look like a cat?
I don't know if you look like a cat. I got the myopia. I can barely see a thing. Listen, if you're a cat, you got a scat. That's the rule. Hey, kitty, you got no business being on this floor. You got that? No felines on this floor. Period.
Where's the payphone in the foyer? Local, calls only. And where does the little piggy stay at all times in the room? And where does the dear little fella do his necessaries? In the kitty litter. Who empties it? You do. Any questions?
Oh, where do I make a long distance phone call?
Oh, two blocks south.
Esme holds an oval framed picture of Arthur. She places it on the nightstand.
Stay, Pig. Stay.
Babe looks out an open, round window.
Babe looked out across this vast habitat, abundant with humans and other creatures, and wondered when he would see his first sheep. Then the thought occurred to him. Maybe it wasn't sheep herding. Maybe something else was required of him.
High-rise buildings crowd together across the harbor.
Whatever the case, in this place with its dark corners and endless possibilities, the pig felt sure he would find a way to redeem himself.
A small white-faced monkey wearing a kilt swings on the door, opening it. He takes the picture and puts it in the open suitcase that lies on the bed.
Can I help you?
The closed case lands on the floor.
What are you doing?
The mice abandon the case.
Beg your pardon?
The monkey drags it out the door.
Hey, wait a minute. That belongs to the boss's wife. Hey, come back.
Babe trots down the winding steps.
Wait up!
The monkey rides the suitcase down a flight of stairs.
Hey, slow down. If you're not a cat, stay a chat.
Sorry.
We don't get out much nowadays. I'd a cat of died, you know, their nerves are a little nervous. Me a cat of the hips. Don't be a stranger. That was...
Open up, please. Open this door.
A chimp in a red dress and shoes stands in the doorway.
You got a problem, sweetie?
Who is it, honey?
It's, kind of a baldy, pinky, whitey thingy.
Show him in.
Oh, I'd like the bag back, please.
The monkey covers his head with a blanket.
Hey, Pinkness. Look at the little guy. You want to break his heart?
But it doesn't belong to him.
All I know is what I see. Tug comes in with the bag, just doing his job, collecting stuff, and you barge in here, accusicating and making demandments. I didn't see you with the bag. Who's to say it belongs to you?
I'm not leaving without the bag. I don't think my big brother, Bob Babaloopa, the big banana, has been explaining how things work around here.
Well, I have to warn you, I may be small, but I can be ferocious if provoked.
And what have we here?
An orangutan stares at Babe.
Well, we're in a negotiation with this naked pink individual.
He's of foreign extraction, Your Honor.
Possibly even an alien.
You drooling imbeciles. This is an omnivorous mammal, the order Unglata. An inconsequential species with no other purpose than to be eaten by humans. This lowly, handless, deeply unattractive mudlover is a pig.
Oh.
For your information, I'm a sheep pig, and I've been sent to save the farm, and come to think of it, I should be saving the farm right now, and if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. I want my bag back. Get out of my way!
A round-faced man enters. He carries an ice cream cone and a red heart-shaped box of candy. Ice cream is smeared on his mouth.
Uncle Fugly! Uncle Fugly!
The landlady and Esme descend the unevenly spaced landings and stairs. The man places Babe in a trunk and closes the lid. The man's shirt collar is askew. His white hair sticks out. He steps out into the hall.
There's been a theft upstairs. Can you imagine? Esme Hoggett, Fugly Flume. Uncle Fugly, Esme Hoggett.
Perhaps we should call the police.
No, no. No police. No authorities. Heaven forbid it would be the end of this place. Surely you understand.
Mm. Oh, dear. I just phoned my Arthur to tell him that at least his pig was safe.
The orangutan sits on the trunk lid.
The clothes, I don't care about the clothes, but the pig. The pig, I can't go home without the pig.
Pig?
The man speaks and gestures to the landlady.
Did you get that? Approximately 5 minutes ago, something that looked like a pig exited this establishment. Where did he go? Left on Canal Street and then in the direction of the beach.
Thank you.
Fugly stares after Esme, his eyes bright. From the banister, the mice watch Esme leave.
It's beautiful. Oh, it's lovely.
They scurry across the hall along the baseboard. They squeeze under a door and see a room full of cats. The mice flee. One cat faces the others and conducts with its tail. Words appear. Esme wanders down crowded streets. A stilt walker passes. People skate by. Bikini-clad women surround two policemen on motorcycles. The police follow Esme. She approaches tattooed men on skates wearing black leather vests.
Who are you calling a pig, lady?
Not you. Another pig. My husband's pig. You know
what? What's in the bag?
He grabs her purse strap. They struggle. Esme turns and sends the man skating into the policeman. They collide with a man holding a rope for billboard paper hangers. The board slips and tilts. One man skids to the end. The other slips from the top, pulling the paper as he falls. He lands on a plank and catapults a bucket onto Esme's head. She is drenched in a clear liquid. Esme's purse is stolen. Fugly, dressed as a clown, uncorks a bottle. Bubbles float toward a group of children at a hospital. The orangutan changes cards on an easel. Specialty of the house. Two chimps sit at a round table. Another chimp, wearing a chef's hat, wheels in a covered tray. The backdrop reads, "The Fabulous Blooms and Their Amazing Apes." Fugly places the tray on the table. He removes the lid. Babe's smiling head appears amid vegetables.
Show business may not be as honorable a profession as sheep herding, but the pig was willing to endure the ridicule if it would help put things right back at Hoggett Hollow.
A new card reads, "Too rare." Fugly removes the tray. Babe's head reappears.
And the animals had told him if all went well, there would be big rewards.
So when do I get paid?
The chimp in red pushes Babe's head. A card reads, "A parting shot." Fugly lights a cannon with a foot-long match and turns it toward the children. He turns around. The small chimp turns the cannon to aim at Fugly.
Sir, I gotta get going now. How do I collect my reward?
I told you stay under the table.
Yep, okay.
Babe starts toward the table. And trips Fugly. Red foam balls and gold glitter spill out of the top of his pants. He drops the match. It ignites the backdrop. The chimps scale the curtains. Fugly looks up to see the backdrop in flames. Bob rocks on the backdrop and jumps off as it falls. The cannon explodes with streamers and confetti. The ceiling sprinklers spray. Attendants with extinguishers arrive. The children are herded out by the nurses. Fugly, on hands and knees, is dripping with water. He stares at the destruction. The orangutan drapes his arm over Fugly's shoulder. On the street, Esme and the bikers are in a police van.
Take your hand off me! It's a mistake! I'm a grandmother! Somebody help! Please! Pull on the hook!
Okay, free show's over, finish! Come on!
The van drives off.
A pig gets wise.
At the hotel, Babe climbs the stairs. The chimps clean their room.
Just tell me, there is no reward, is there? Was there ever such a thing?
Oh, little pink thingy, this is the city. As Bob always says, what do you say, Bob?
It's all illusory.
It's ill and it's for losers.
Nah, that wasn't it. You know, that stuff about no yesterday and no tomorrow.
All you got is this actual now, this the past is gone and is for the future.
Yeah, no guarantees, my little pork pie. It's a dog-eat-dog world, and there's not enough dog to go around. So you look after number... what's he? Get my drift?
I'm not a pork pie.
Whatever you say, cutie pie.
I'm not any kind of pie. I'm just a pig on a mission.
At night. An airplane flies low over the hotel. Babe stares out the window.
It's tough if you're a pig alone in the city. It can leave you empty. And whom do you turn to? Where was the boss's wife? He thought it might help if he could recall Fly and Rex and their steadfast words. And he tried really hard. But he could barely remember the face of his beloved boss. The farm was fading. It had become just a comforting dream. An echo.
The city is aglow with light. Fireworks explode over the Eiffel Tower. The Golden Gate Bridge spans the water. The Sydney Opera House sits at the edge of the harbor. The Empire State Building glows. A black background encircles the mice, then covers them. In the morning, Babe sleeps on the flowered rug next to the bed in his room. He trots out into the hall and looks down. Fugly is carried out on a stretcher by two attendants in white. He wears an oxygen mask. The orangutan scales a bookcase to a landing. He pulls himself up to a banister and continues climbing. Babe watches him climb too and look out a stained glass window. The smallest chimp, with a radio clipped to his belt and headphones around his neck, stares up at the orangutan.
Are we okay, Thelonious? Thelonious?
I couldn't wake him. I tried, but he wouldn't wake up.
He'll be back. Himself always comes back. Thelonious.
Easy. Let him be.
Babe returns to his room and crawls under the bed. In a cloud-filled sky, a pelican flies carrying a duck in the pouch of his beak.
Let's see. Whoa, whoa, wait a minute. This looks good. Yeah, just drop me off, right here will be fine. Thanks for the ride, pal.
I just hope you get that operation for your wing.
Yeah, right, yeah.
I mean, not being able to fly long distances on top of the amount of family tragedies you've suffered, oh my gosh.
Yeah, yeah, don't sweat it. See ya.
Farewell, noble duck.
Through the clouds, the city is surrounded by water. The duck flies toward it.
Okay, you are cleared for landing. Here we go. Flaps down. Oh! pig. Oh.
The duck rests on the narrow ledge of a tall building.
Pig. Pig.
Words appear.
The kindest heart.
At the hotel.
By nightfall, all Babe's concerns, all the troubled voices in his head, were drowned out by one insistent moan. The fact is, Babe's belly was making such a fuss, he began to believe it was talking to him.
Anybody got any food? Anybody? Hey, dogs, you got any edibles? Any nibbly dibblies?
Yeah, we got a carpet here with some nice spaghetti stains.
But we can't keep licking the carpet, can we, Alan?
No, Nigel.
Hey, cats! Cats! What about you?
No, 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 no food, no food, no food, no food, no food, no food, we have no food!
Well, then I'm gonna get proactivated. I know where there's food aplentiful.
We're going outside? Without a human? Could be kind of dangerous, you know, in a lethally sort of way.
We'll stick to the shadows, honey. It's coolness.
Babe watches the chimps leave. Outside, they cross a bridge.
Absolutely anything.
Yeah, go pork and eat.
What can you do? You don't even have any hands. What can I do? Lots.
Yeah, right.
Sheep. I can herd sheep.
Go home, sweetie. You're making a spectacle of yourself.
Wait a momentum. I'm thinking I might have some of those sheep for him to herd.
You do?
Uh-huh. I'll show you. Right here, behind the foodorama. It's where they keep the sheep.
In an alley.
I'm gonna open this hole. Open, says a Bob. They're in there.
A sign reads, "Beware savage dogs."
Border Leicester or Scottish Blackface.
Pitbull and a Doberman Pinscher, very exotic breeds.
Oh, where do you want me to herd them?
That's up to you. Just keep them occupied till we get the necessaries.
Okie dokie.
Babe steps through the open slats.
Hello?
The chimps run off.
Hello? Anybody home? Anybody else?
You must have a very thin grasp on reality. Unless, of course, you're suicidal.
Oh, just looking for some sheep.
I warned you.
A pit bull on a chain charges Babe. The dog is brought up short by the chain. Babe retreats. The dogs tug at their chains.
Ram you! Ram you! To your breed, your fleece, your clan be true! Ram you!
They yank out a spike holding their chains and pursue Babe.
Down here, honey. Take care now.
Two chimps climb through a ventilator shaft. Easy looks down. Babe hustles across a bridge. The dogs follow. They run on either side of a light pole and are jerked to a halt. The pit bull strains, pulling the Doberman back.
I'll let him off.
The Doberman escapes his collar. The pit bull gains on Babe. The pit bull catches the spike under a plank in a bridge as Babe nears the hotel door.
Let me in! Please! Somebody!
Let me in!
Tug goes to the door.
Open the door!
Babe darts off. Tug opens the door to see the pit bull race by. across the canal at the neighbor's house.
Darling, don't get yourself in a state.
It's not my imagination. Something is going on in that place.
Hortense, you'll miss the aria. Hortense!
The chase continues in the narrow walkways. Babe rounds a corner and sees the Doberman heading his way. Babe turns and heads into the city dump. A pack of dogs watches. A dog chases his tail.
Try to catch me, try to catch me.
More animals gather to watch. Tires, oil drums, and pipes tumble behind the pursuing dogs. Through a hole in the fence, Babe escapes the dump. The dogs are hidden by fallen debris. Steam drifts over the pile of plastic. The pit bull emerges. The Doberman stands on the pile, his paw raised. Babe enters a yard. The pit bull's chain catches and drags a lawnmower. Babe passes the hotel. Felonious observes from the balcony. Babe and the pit bull crisscross the bridges. From above, the still green canal water reflects the hotel and surrounding buildings in slow motion.
Something broke through the terror. Flickerings, fragments of his short life. The random events that delivered him to this, his moment of annihilation. As terror gave way to exhaustion, Babe turned to his attacker, his eyes filled with one simple question.
Why?
The charging dog pushes Babe into the canal. The dog holds Babe's collar in his mouth. The pit bull leaps off. The lawnmower is wedged in place by a pole. The dog dangles upside down over the water, his rear paw tangled in the chain. The animals gather. Babe surfaces and swims to the steps in front of the hotel. The chimps return with their arms full. The dog slips closer to the water. The hotel dogs and Tug are on the balcony.
This is what happens, Alan. On the outside, it's the times, Nigel.
The mower slips again. The dog's head is underwater.
Honey, come away.
They go into the hotel. Easy and Babe remain. Polonius turns to go. He looks back over the railing. Babe swims, pushing a small boat toward the pit bull. The chimps come to watch. Nosing the boat along, Babe paddles. Babe pushes the boat under the struggling dog.
Please, someone, give us a hand!
The dog rests in the boat. Tug scampers to the bridge and down the chain. He unhooks it. In slow motion, it untangles from the dog's leg. Babe swims back to the hotel where the stray animals have gathered. Tug hauls the boat to the walkway with a rope.
Cancer, can you help me? I have been cruelly cast out and have nowhere to go.
Oh, but how?
Please, please, I know you're different from the others. Those that have had their way with me make their empty promises, but they're all lies. Lies. I'm cold, and I'm afraid, and terribly, terribly tired.
Where's your human?
My humans belong to someone else now. Someone younger and prettier.
I never ever had a human.
I'm hungry.
Try not to think about it.
Take pity on us. We are the excluded and have nowhere to go.
Well, it is nice and warm inside.
Not a good idea.
Oh, but they...
No, Ness.
Bob has a jar of jelly beans.
Could that be food?
Oh, have mercy.
Quiet.
They look up to Felonious.
You bring all manner of trouble.
Perhaps if we all went inside and we all line up, I'm sure there'll be enough to go around.
You're talking as if you're the word around here.
I'd say he is.
It's the pit bull.
I'd like to offer up a solution that I feel confident you'll all respond to. Whatever the pig says, goes. Anyone hostile to the notion?
No.
Anybody else?
Fine by moi.
Anybody else? Else.
They look up again.
It's still just a pig.
One by one, the stray dogs and cats enter and sit on the pastel pattern rugs.
Well, fluff my fur. This recalls the glory days when I was dizzy with privilege. I had my hair styled and my nails manicured.
Frailouters!
Riffraff with no manners. They'll soil willy-nilly, won't they, Alan?
Willy-nilly, Nigel. Hey. Swine, I want you to have this collar.
Tug holds a spiked collar.
That's not necessary.
Yes, it is.
You're very kind, but...
No, I'm anything but kind. In fact, I have a professional obligation to be malicious.
Then you should change jobs.
No, I can't.
Yes, you can.
No, it's in the bloodline, you see. We were once warriors. That is just the urge.
So, should I have let you drown?
Most would have. Pig, if you were to wear my collar, it would honor me. Thank the pig.
Thank you, pig.
You're welcome.
The strays line the landings and stairs.
Thank the pig.
Thank you, pig.
You're welcome.
Thank the pig.
Thank you, pig.
You're awfully welcome.
Thank the pig.
Thank you, pig.
You're welcome.
Thank you, pig.
You're welcome.
Thank the pig.
Thank you, little thingy.
You're welcome.
Tug hands out the jelly beans.
Thank the pig. Hey, you!
Thanks.
And some for you.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Easy eats a green jelly bean.
Thank the pig.
The mouse takes one.
Thank the pig.
Upstairs, Felonious feeds his goldfish.
Thank you, Felonious.
Tug puts the last bean in his pouch.
Okay, folks. Cafeteria's closed.
I'm still hungry.
hungry.
A couple of jelly beans don't even hit the bottom.
If only there weren't so many of those cats.
Well, someone slapped the dog.
Watch it!
Hey!
Shove it, butt sniffer.
Hey!
Quiet,
listen!
Hey! The chief has something to say.
Maybe cats and dogs could, be nicer to each other.
Right.
My tummy, it feels all a thingy.
I know, honey. We did all the work. We should get the biggest share.
No, honey. Here.
Bob lays his head on her bulging belly.
What? What's wrong?
Nothing.
Bob kisses her.
And so, dear ones, this topsy-turvy night was to end with a beginning.
Words appear.
Sanctuary's end.
The cats and dogs lean through the banisters looking down.
This event that weaves a thread from past to future soothed the tired hearts of those assembled, and for a while at least, they put aside their uncertainties.
The chimps lay before the fire. The mother cuddles two infant chimps.
Congratulations, Mom.
Look at that little face.
They're so cute. Look at them.
You got your father's ears.
I just want to lick them all over their little faces.
On behalf of us all, I'm sure the chief would like to extend a special welcome, so listen up.
Well, if I had words, I'd sing a day for you.
La 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 la
la la la
la la la la la la la la la la la la la la.
Thelonious stares at his singing fish on the ledge. The duck wakes.
Pig. Pig.
Oh, God, Roger. The place is teeming. Overrun with filthy animals. It's a zoo.
La, 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 la.
The duck lands on the hotel skylight.
Ferdinand!
He taps on the glass.
Hey, Pig! Pig, where are you going?
Babe races up the stairs.
Oh, Ferdy!
Give us a peck. Come on, Pig. Kiss, 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 kiss. Who are these losers?
Ferdy!
What's going on here? You look different.
Yeah, well, this place can really take it out of you.
Tell me about it. But hey, I'm with my pig. My lucky, lucky pig. Little old Ferdy. Snug and safe at last.
A gloved fist breaks the glass in the front door. Men in black leather carry cages and batons.
Man, it's gonna be a real busy night. I'll check upstairs.
A man slaps a paper on the open front door, order to impound. The neighbors watch.
There's no one home!
Come on.
Come on.
Ooh, we'll bite my tail.
A man holds food in his gloved hand.
Don't go there.
A pink poodle hops on two legs toward the man. She rolls over.
Good girl. Oh, that's my pretty girl. Yeah.
Pig, let's go home.
They The cats flee out of the hotel and over the roofs. The dogs run out the doors. Two men struggle with the pit bull who wears a muzzle. Animals in cages are carried out. Two men, one with a net, approach the mother who huddles with her babies in the corner. Bob leaps from above, toppling the men. He stands in front of his family. The net falls on him.
Pig! Pig!
Ferdinand has a lampshade on his head. The men drag Bob away. The mother looks up to Valonius. He retreats into his room.
Come on, Zooty.
Easy helps Zooty and her babies climb into a dumbwaiter. He closes it and turns to see a woman in a white coat staring at him.
Okay.
You got him. You got him. Pull him in.
Come on, you got him.
Easy drops his radio. The woman picks it up and holds it out. She tosses it into a cage. Easy runs to fetch it. The cage closes. The men put Zooty in a net. Ferdinand hides under a bed.
Are there any cats in here?
Cats? Cats? No, absolutely not. No cat would dare come in here.
But I'm allergic to cats.
A wheeled cart supports Fleelix's back legs. He and several cats are under the bed. Black boots approach from the hallway. A man snatches Fleelix. The other animals scatter.
Good heavens, his heart condition. He'll kill himself, won't he, Alan?
Yes, Nigel.
Fleelix!
Hey, get a load of this.
Felonius holds his goldfish bowl. A man drops the cats and slowly enters the room.
Think we can get out of here without either one of us getting hurt? So how about you cooperate with me?
Felonius drops the bowl. He is carried off in a net. The fish gasps on the floor. Babe and the mice come toward the fish.
There's something!
Water! It needs water!
Babe is caught in a noose. A man wearing a padded uniform yanks Babe along the landings and down the stairs. Ferdinand lands on the man's head. He falls and hits the table. The vase of flowers catapults up. Babe escapes and finds the mice with the fish. He gently takes the fish in his mouth and carries it to a window and flings it out.
Thank you, Pig.
The padded man enters. Babe leaps out of the window. The man grabs the end of the noose. They hang out the window. Tug jumps on him. He slides further. Tug jumps again. The man hooks his foot against the window molding. Tug straightens the man's foot. The man falls. Babe stands on the walkway. A man puts Fleelix in a truck with the other animals. Nigel and Alan hop in. Two men struggle with Fleelix. He bites one of them.
What is that? Get out of here.
Come on, let's go.
The man drops Fleelix and closes the gate.
What happened to you?
The outside door shut. Leela tugs on the skirt of the woman as she climbs into the truck. She closes the door on her torn skirt. Leela hangs on.
Leela!
Babe and Tug run after the truck. Ferdinand flies above. The truck and a motorcycle travel the dark, rain-coated streets. On a corner, Fleelik is flung away. He lies on his side, his paw quivering, his bent wheel spinning. On a flower-covered green hill, the wheeled cart sits empty. Fleelik jumps and chases butterflies.
Fleelik!
On the street.
Can you hear me? Oh, are you okay?
Flip me over.
Tug pulls the cart upright.
Okay. Woo. Feeling good. Feeling peppy. They went this way.
Well, actually, Fleelik, I think it's the other way.
Wait a minute. What are you doing?
It's all in the hooter, Ferdy. The schnoz.
The what?
The olfactory instrument.
Pig, you're unraveling here. A, they are long gone. B, they were not nice people. C is for kamikaze, and D is for delusional, which is what you are in the head.
Ferdy.
Face it, you're just a little pig in a big city. What can you possibly do? What can anyone do? Why even try?
Babe and Tug look toward Fleelik.
Would you help me off with this, please?
Tug removes the noose. Babe trots after Fleelik.
Ferdinand the Duck, witness to insanity.
Chaos revisited.
Oops, sorry.
On a wide suspension bridge.
Sometimes we discover our talents only through necessity. Babe, who never used his nose for anything but the piggish pursuit of food, soon found he could make his way through the trickiest of smellscapes. As the morning wore on, he became quite the virtuoso.
It's close. We're getting close. Yes, it's this one.
Two cats sit on trash cans and watch.
Tourists.
I do believe we're here.
The truck is parked in front of a three-story building. Polonius, without his clothes, stands against a grid holding a numbered sign. Tug watches from a window. He climbs down a pole and under the bushes to the others. He waves his arms.
Dead. Dead. I knew it. They're all dead.
They're not dead.
Well, let's go get them. Hey!
Look, if we get caught, we won't be able to help anybody.
Oh, yes, I have given myself a good hard talking to. Let me tell you. I said to myself, Esme, you have let Arthur down, you have let yourself down, and you have let the pig down. I said,
the
Esme,
judge had
Esme,
never heard anyone speak so many words in so short a time. Evidently, this was a woman of clear conscience and good intent.
Like became my husband's best friend, and I have to admit...
Besides, he grew up on a farm and had a fondness for pigs.
You can bind me in chains, but the minute I'm set free, I shall march straight back out into those ugly streets and continue the search for my Arthur's pig.
Case dismissed!
The judge with a pig-like nose smiles. At night, two men in white carry a cage. One of them kicks the door closed. Behind it are Babe, Ferdinand, and Tug. Tug opens the door.
Hello? Hello?
It's the pigness.
All right.
Chief.
Oh, I knew he'd come.
Hot diggity dog.
Shh, we have to be quiet.
Sorry.
I'll go lock up.
All right.
One of the men climbs the stairs. Lelik watches from the shadows.
Okay, you all know the term survival of the fastest. Well, I've got an idea. We split into two groups. The fast ones come with me. The slow ones stay behind and sacrifice themselves.
Ferdinand!
Well, that way we don't all die. I think that's only reasonable, don't you?
But where's the longest?
What are you doing?
I'm not dressed.
But Thelonious, you're an orangutan thingy.
I'm not dressed.
Mr. Thelonious, time to go.
Thelonious pulls up his suspenders.
This is insanitary.
Thelonious adjusts his green velvet coat.
Thank you for waiting.
The man stands at the doorway. He stares at the stacked cages in the darkened room.
Uma, when is something nice gonna happen to me?
Oxygen! Oxygen!
They stare at the locked door. At the hotel, Esme enters.
Hello?
She climbs the stairs. Yellow glue coats her hat and hangs in spikes from the edge.
Hello?
Her red flowered dress is shiny with glue. She sees marks on the carpet. She leans over and bursts her dress.
Pig.
She follows the marks to Thelonious' room.
What's going on? What happened?
The landlady sits at the window seat.
I thought I could make a place where we would all be okay, but how can you do that here?
This used to be a lovely neighborhood. People kept an eye out for each other, they really did. But now, I'm away for one night, just one night with my Uncle Fugly on his deathbed.
You poor wee thing.
Why couldn't they just leave us be?
Who? What did the animals ever do to her?
Who? Her, that...
Her.
Light shines from the windows of the neighbor's Queen Anne cottage.
Right. Clothes. Got anything that'll fit me?
Esme wears the clown costume. She charges across the bridge. The landlady follows.
Where are our animals?
In the room with the cages. A table is stacked with cans, buckets, and trash cans. On top is a chair. A ceiling tile is missing.
I'm not going across there. Do it, Nigel.
It's just a walk in the park. Try and use all of your legs. Come on, we're almost not there.
The animals walk single file across a large pipe.
In this whole wide world, is there anywhere that's truly safe?
Yeah, for my babies.
There is a place I know, but it's ever so far away and...
How do we get there?
Well, first we have to find my human.
Far below on the street, a woman in a strapless white lace dress walks below the pipe.
Darling! There you are!
Esme, red-faced, rides with a landlady on a tandem clown bicycle through traffic. The animal's shadows move along a wall. A child wakes, looks up, and smiles. The child creeps to the end of the bed. The animals pass through the hospital ward.
3, 2, this is a dog.
Thelonious is last.
I'm a pig. Hi, Thelonious.
Easy takes Thelonious' hand.
Come on, Thelonious, come on.
Esme and the landlady hang on to the back of an ambulance. A man pushes an elevator button.
John!
He turns away.
Mrs. Willis.
The doors open. The animals are inside.
Any pain?
No, very little.
Good.
Evening, Doctor. Evening, sir.
Evening.
Hello.
Okay, thank you. Have a good night.
He turns back. The doors are closed. Esme lets go of the ambulance. They pass the hospital. Fleelik leads them. A man in a chef's hat sits outside a door eating.
Evening.
We're looking for some animals.
What kind?
Pig, cats, dogs, monkeys. That sort of thing.
In the elevator. The doors open at a kitchen. Dishes fall. Fleelik charges inside after the chef. The women are close behind. Esme fights her way into the kitchen. She sees the animals. She throws off several men. She runs through swinging doors, arms outstretched. A waiter grabs her suspenders. She springs back, landing on him. The animals stand on a marble floor. People in evening clothes sit at cloth-covered tables.
I'll bite my tail.
This must be the fun.
Oh, what a surprise. I adore surprises.
A woman stands at a microphone. A chef eyes the animals. Esme and the landlady burst in, waving fire extinguishers. Waiters lunge for the animals. The chimps run up the curtains. Babe and a cat run under a table stacked with a tower of champagne glasses.
Okay, go!
Tug is at the microphone. Babe emerges.
It is her. It's her.
Sure, it's her.
Stay, Babe! Stay!
But it looks like himself.
Thelonious, I don't think so.
I tell you, it's himself.
Things are looking up, Ferdy.
You're coming with me, Porky.
That's not your pig!
He is my pig now.
That's Meg! The chef's got your pig!
The landlady struggles with two waiters. Fleelik bares his teeth.
Okay, Thelonious, let's go.
Easy hops into the landlady's arms.
Bravo!
woman!
Esme is cornered on a balcony. She ties her suspenders to a ceiling streamer.
I am Esme Cordelia Hoggett, and I've come for my Arthur's pig.
She jumps down, bounces up, and swings, narrowly missing the champagne glasses. Thelonious sits in a vacant chair. The woman next to him doesn't notice. Esme swings again, bouncing off tables. She chases the chef around the room. He hangs onto Babe. She shoves a cart. It runs into the chef. He sails across the table. The woman speaks to Thelonious without looking at him.
Isn't this appalling?
A waiter stands on a ladder in front of the champagne. Esme collides with him. He lands on a dessert cart. She stops by hanging onto the balcony railing. Her pants inflate. The waiter holds a tag. Do not pull. The woman sees Thelonious next to her and runs off.
Come on, Ferdy, come on!
Babe tries to climb to Esme.
Come on, Pink! Come on!
She loses her grip and bounces around the room. Babe tries to follow.
I'm coming.
Thelonious swings over to Esme. He stares at her. She smiles at him. A waiter carries Babe on the balcony. The chef and a waiter take streamers. They all jump, crisscrossing the room, missing each other. Esme eyes the waiter with Babe and swings again. Thelonious joins her. They knock over the waiter, and she retrieves Babe. The chandelier chain breaks. Bob and Zooty leap from it to nets filled with blue balloons. Esme lands and rolls away. From above, the gold streamers litter the floor. The balloons float down, covering the floor.
I think I've dropped a baby.
What do you mean you dropped a baby?
I must have dropped the other baby.
Oh, Zooty. Calm down. Zooty, don't worry, honey. We'll find the baby. Has to be right here.
Babe looks up. The baby hangs on the sparking chandelier cord.
Thelonious, look! Look up!
He catches the falling baby. Zooty takes it. The guests look on and smile.
Thank you.
Yeah, Thelonious. Thank you.
Thank the pig.
You get here now!
The The hotel is framed in white lights. A sign flashes. Dance lands.
You can't always put things back together as they were. But you can look to something afresh. At least, that's what the two ladies decided. So it was the hotel was rented out. And this provided for a curious arrangement.
Roger! Roger!
The landlady rides a bicycle in the country.
The money from the hotel allowed the Hoggetts to keep the farm from the bank.
Race you home, Malin!
You betcha, Nigel!
And so it was the pig brought the two worlds together. Two broken halves to make something afresh in a place just a little to the left of the 20th century.
She rides to the farm.
The chimpanzees left show business behind and were able to be chimpanzees. As you would expect, the air agreed with them immeasurably. Although the others got a taste for country life, Fleelik found the pace too slow and took to chasing trucks.
Fleelik hangs on to the mud flap of a tanker truck.
Sad to say, the thing between the pit bull and the pink poodle didn't last. She ran off with another dog and left him with the kids.
Come on, kids. You gotta be scary. You're warriors. Give me your snarl.
But, Dad, do we have to?
We don't want to.
The white pups have tufts of pink on their heads. Esme hangs up the wash. Thelonious hands her a clothespin.
As for the orangutan, he insisted on staying at the farmhouse with herself.
They are silhouetted against a fluttering white sheet. Arthur starts a pump that sits next to the well.
And finally, dear ones, the pig and the farmer were content again in each other's company. And things were back to where they started, more or less.
In the barn, Arthur turns a faucet. Esme waits. Muddy water drips. The animals wait. Clear water floods a trough. Narrated by Lucy Hagel. Description written by Terry Grossman. Video description produced by Closed Captioning Services and WeCTV.com.
That'll do, Pig. That'll do.
Arthur smiles at Babe. Esme smiles. A black background encircles Babe, then covers him completely. Words appear. Directed by George Miller. Produced by George Miller, Doug Mitchell, and Bill Miller.
And a task that seems impossible is quite possible. For you, a kind and steady heart is sure to see you through. It may not seem like very much right now, but it'll do, it'll do. When you find yourself in the middle of a storm and you're tired and cold and wet, looking for a place that's cozy and warm, you make it if you never forget. A kind and steady heart.
A little courage goes a long, long way. Gets you a little bit further down the road each day. And before you know it, you'll hear someone say, "That'll do, babe. That'll do." A kind and steady heart is sure to see through. A little courage goes a long, long way. Gets you a little bit further down the road each day. And before you know it, you'll hear someone say, "That'll do, that'll do, that'll do, that'll do."